Good evening, sir. Are you ready to order? I asked with a forced smile on my face while pulling out a white pad paper. I was poised and ready to take his order. Unfortunately, I couldn't say the same for him. He browsed through the menu once, twice, thrice, and so on, clearly taking his sweet time. By the fourth time he rechecked the menu, he was starting to get on my nerves. I mean, come on. It's not like the words would change every time he flipped a page. He finally made his choice about 4 minutes after he arrived. I could have used more productively.
I would like your filet mignon with lemon sauce and some red wine to go along with it. That would be all, the man in a gray suit briefly stated as he closed the menu.
He then looked away after he pulled out his vibrating phone. It will be served in 10 to 15 minutes, sir, I replied with a smile.
Oh, hello. I thought you were in Paris, the man said as he waved me off to answer the call.
I excused myself with a slight bow before I walked towards the computer on the far right side of the room to punch in his order. I scowled in annoyance at the man's rudeness, but there wasn't much I could do. Since I started working as a waitress in a 3-star restaurant, I found out this kind of treatment was typical. Whenever someone started to shout and scream, my night was sure to go downhill from there.
Why so serious? Terry asked as I reached the small stall with a touchscreen computer for us to place orders to, which was synced to an identical computer in the kitchen.
First douchebag of the night, I said, sighing wearily.
Ah, so the contest for number one douchebag is on, Terry said with a smirk while his fingers continued tapping on the computer screen.
Is anyone from your tables up for the running? I asked seriously as I quickly glanced at his section.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't come across one yet. But I'll get back to you on that, he said and turned to me with a wink.
Good for you. I hope he would be the only one for tonight. I'm pretty worn out, I said with a resigned sigh.
I'm all done, Terry announced and turned towards me. Do you want me to punch that in? He offered with a smile.
Sure, thanks, I replied, giving him the sheet with orders. While you're at it, I'll wait on some of your tables.
You sure there are no assholes? I asked as I stepped away from him.
None.
Nada, he said, smiling.
Oh, there are orders on the counter. Check if any of them is for my section, he continued as he glanced behind me.
Right. Roger that.
I headed towards the counter where loads of dishes were waiting on the trays. I checked if any of the orders were for my section or Terry's before I delivered them. Afterward, I went to wait on the new customers in my section. As I headed back to the computer to punch in another order, I bumped into Terry.
Andy, table 15's order is up, Terry whispered while I punched in an order.
Thanks for the heads up, I replied with a soft smile. I got the tray from the counter and carried it to its designated table. Table 15.
The douchebag.
I smiled as I placed his order in front of him, immediately regretting not spitting on it when he rudely waved me away again. I saw Terry giving me a sympathetic smile as I retreated.
To be honest, this job sucks. But I'm doing it for two reasons. One, I have bills to pay, which are sent to me almost nonstop. Two, this was the only job which accepted me without fuss. It had been a month since I got here, and I've applied to other places to get out of this hellhole. So far, no go. Working with Terry was the only reason this whole experience was tolerable.
If you want, I could ask some guys to follow him outside and kick the living shit out of him, Terry said as I went back to the counter to place in other orders.
Thanks for the offer, Terry. It sounds appealing, but I'll pass.
He's not that bad, I said with a soft chuckle as I got the tray filled with plates. All orders for my section.
Okay, but if you change your mind, he said, trailing off.
You'll be the first to know, I called out in reply as I walked towards my section, balancing the tray in my hand.
After serving the customers, I saw Raina, the maitre d', walk inside the restaurant with a beaming smile. She gestured a man to sit in an empty booth with a reserved sign, which was in my section. I walked up to take his order after Raina returned to her station. She was giving him longing glances on the way back, which made me raise my eyebrow in question. I was a few meters away from the said customer when I almost stopped dead in my tracks. I don't want to exaggerate, but the man captured the attention of every woman in his vicinity. They eyed him with a look that was almost primal in nature. The man was capital H-O-T.